With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Gunfire in Dallas, a shooting this morning at a federal immigration detention center in the Texas city. Authorities say the attacker died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Initial reports are saying three people were wounded in the shooting. One local report from WFAA Dallas now says that two people are dead, who were reportedly detainees at the facility. A major highway, I-35 East in Dallas, has been closed in both directions as police respond to the scene.
It's correspondent George Williams. Homeland Security Secretary Noem says details still being pieced together, but the agency speaks of multiple injuries and fatalities. Noem says that while the motive remains unclear, there has been an uptick of targeting of ICE agents recently. It's becoming increasingly obvious that President Trump's patience with Russia's Vladimir Putin is running out. Frustrated by Russia's relentless attacks on its neighbor, there's a notable shift in Mr. Trump's position.
In a reversal, the president said he believes Ukraine can regain control of the territory Russia has taken since its invasion. He posted the comment soon after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Earlier, he criticized Russia for continuing the fight.
It's not making Russia look good. It's making them look bad.
The president had previously said that both Ukraine and Russia would have to give up land to end the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president pulled no punches in his UN General Assembly speech. Mr. Trump accuses the world body of funding an assault on Western countries by encouraging mass illegal migration. Mr. Trump telling the delegates, your countries are being ruined. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 117 points higher, the NASDAQ up 15, and the S&P better by 5 points. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfeltzer says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, some of his supporters are expressing hope that the tragedy will galvanize many people, especially young conservatives, to become more engaged in church. There have already been widespread reports of attendance surging at some evangelical houses of worship. Pastor Robert Jeffers of First Baptist Dallas says the short-term impact of Kirk's murder is astounding. Whether this translates into long-term change is yet to be determined, but I pray that it does. This is SRN News. Sometimes it's perfectly okay to ask the boss for a day off from work.
Chicago Cubs third baseman Matt Shaw says he has no regrets missing a game in order to attend the memorial for his friend Charlie Kirk, saying he had an invitation from Charlie's widow and permission from the Cubs to attend that event last Sunday in Arizona. Shaw says Eric had texted him asking him to be there and that he was not concerned at all about any backlash toward him going. And Kirk posed for a photo with Shaw in the Cubs dugout following a game recently at Wrigley Field. Jason Walker reporting.
China will no longer seek the special treatment given to developing countries in the World Trade Organization, a change long demanded by the U.S. Commerce Ministry officials say the move is part of an attempt to boost the global trading system while it's under stress. More details at SRNNews.com.